after all the stuff that's happening on the offensive line today, another day where your kids maybe have their heads spinning a bit?
Yeah, but you know what? They're getting better. It's really exciting to watch. You know, it's not like we're young at a spot. We're young as a group. So it's very competitive. Guys are getting a ton of reps. And, you know, it's just exciting to watch the growth of some young players on this football team right now. And obviously those guys got to grow up really quick.
What do you think of Ty so far?
You know, he's done a good job. Like he's smart, so that's not a problem. You know, he's kind of going through a process right now. You know, I sit Vaughn and DeMarcus for a day, one day out of the three. So I think he feels pretty good about himself that day. And then all of a sudden, here they come. Oh, you know, well, that's the real deal. So, but that's what I told him. I said, you know, not many guys get to work against two Pro Bowl players on a daily basis, and you will. So he's having no problem mentally. You know, physically, it's just going to be a continuous deal. But he's a worker, and I think the players respect how he's going about his business. And like you said, he's got to do it really fast. I also think Schofield's really improved. I've been impressed with how he's practiced.
Talk about the balance when you make a decision on they need to get in the playbook and learn a new system versus taking a day off like so many guys did today.
Well, it's not so much that. You know, I'm not concerned about that as I am trying to figure out the youth of this football team, the depth of this football team, how it's going to help us. And, you know, I know a lot about those other players, you know what I mean? So I'm trying to really rep those other guys. And I'm also trying to see how Brock reacts and how Zach reacts when they take the football team and they get it for a day. Last week, that day that we did it, it wasn't very good. Today it was actually pretty good. I like the tempo of practice. There's always mistakes, but we practice a lot better with our young players today than we did last week. I don't know if I answered your question or not.
How does Shane Ray?
He did. Y'all saw today he had his helmet on, did an individual period. Greek said it went really good. I'll watch him a little bit. We're trying to progress a little bit more each day. So, you know, I think this week's going to be kind of what you saw today.
Coach, with those young guys with Schofield and Sembrello, what's the biggest do you worry about them getting too much too soon, or what's kind of the biggest concern when you – because you have time right now, a little bit of time.
No, I feel just the opposite. I think you throw everything at them, and then you see what's sticking and what's, you know, where the strengths are, and then – you know, it's our job as coaches by the time we get to the fall to do what they do best. But I think right now we need to see how much they can handle. When they're in an overload mental, how do they practice, you know. So we're trying to find out a lot about them as people. And you know, they're getting reps that they never knew they were going to get. So, you know, we'll see. But the decisions are all going to be made because of the work and practice, not just because they're a draft choice or they've been here. It's going to be made off of reps. So that's what I like about it.
What were some of the ways that he was better this week? Were they mental issues, like playing issues, or just?
Yeah, he's having, you know, he's changing systems, so he's on, you know, remember he wasn't under center neither. It's not just Peyton, so it's different for him. I'm asking him to read some things a little bit different. I teach guys to read with their feet, you know, and how they hitch and how they do things without me going in. So that's different for him. But he's responding, and the thing I like about him is when he does make a mistake and you correct something, the next day he fixes it. So he works hard at his craft, and this is really good time for him, good reps.
Is this something we'll see more of throughout minicamp next week and then maybe even in
Yes, you're talking about – yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, Peyton especially.
Yeah, we'll continue this process. I want to practice at least one day with those other guys sitting because, I just think it's important, and probably even see it some in training camp too. You know, I think the NFL season's a long grind, you know, how you go about keeping guys healthy is, you know, a tough deal, a tough assignment, and also how you go about getting young guys involved with your teams. And the only way I know how to do that is to get them practice time.
Is that something you've always done, Gary? Or is
yeah, I've always believed in doing it, probably doing it more than I have in the past. After I was in Baltimore last year, we did it quite a bit, and had some young guys step up and play really well for us, especially up front last year. And, you know, found myself kind of in the same situation up front, so we got to get these guys going.
Did you guys do that with John's son, like, you know, 97, 98?
Yeah, toward it. You're talking about?
Hello.
Yeah, that's a long time
ago.
Yeah, we did.
Kind
of no, we did. You know, I remember doing that, you know, and it's hard to do as a coach, to be honest with you, because it does make practice difficult on the coaches because they're getting young guys going and they're carrying the load, but, you know, just you kind of find out what they can handle, you know, and, in this business, you never know until they get thrown in the fire. So it's kind of practicing throwing them in the fire, so to speak.
Is there a benefit to the veterans? I mean, besides the rest, are they standing next to the assistant coaches, standing next to you because they're learning a new system?
Actually, yeah. Like I'm standing back there talking to Peyton during the periods and stuff. But, yeah, we encourage them. If they're going to sit, they're not going to sit. They're going to coach. They're going to help. They're going to be involved with what's going on. And, you know, I think they know how important it is that the youth of our football team gets better. So I see them all involved, and they will stay involved. It's not a total day off.
You know, sell Peyton on that a little bit. I mean, at one point he's running the handoff,
yeah.
Play
action. Yeah, he's not a big fan of it, but no, I think it's important, you know. And you know, I talked to him about it. You want guys that want to practice; they all want to practice. But you know, you try to convince them, hey, you know, I want you there for the long haul, and as healthy as you can be, and as strong as you can be, and I also want to find out about these guys. So they've been good; hadn't been a problem.
What's going on with Lorenzo?
Who? Lorenzo's got a quad growing something that he did last Friday, and so we just gave him a break today. Should be back tomorrow.
At Russell Madison?
Yeah, he's got a neck. Got a little neck issue from last week, so resting him too.